views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Good night for sleeping 59 for the low. Sunny tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 78. From the WVLQ Weather Center, I'm Rick Edwards.
1230 WVLQ.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen. Welcome to the Jen Royster Show. It's great to be with you today. And for this particular episode, I have been in deep thought meditation for several days, just allowing the information to flow in, because it's an important time in humanity's history. Today, we are delivering angel guidance for the upcoming month of September 2015. And, you know, I do this every month. And like, if you've been listening for a while, you know, we started in January with the whole year, and we've been just taking each month, once a month, right before it starts, and going through that month a little bit more. And if you're getting overwhelmed, or you're seeing a lot of things that are popping up about September, there's a lot of different things out there that are bringing different opinions in and different perspectives. Okay. And perspective is a big one here that I want to bring your attention to. We don't want to get caught up in being afraid of what hasn't even happened yet. Okay. Think of it that way. And what I'm going to focus on today is what the angels are delivering through me as a channel of what their message is to you. They are here to help us in the most positive way through no matter what we might be going through. That's what they do. I mean, you all have been through ups and downs and tough things, and there's people feeling lost, there's people feeling grief, there's people feeling joy, all simultaneously. And we can get caught up in what another's journey is sometimes, but I want you to know that we're in a time where there's just huge changes coming everywhere. I mean, every day there's something else. But we're all changing in the ways that we need to individually, because we're all connecting on a soul level when we turn inward. Now, a few people out there, maybe not a few, maybe more than a few, but there are people that are going to choose not to connect at all. That's hard when you love someone or you want them to connect to, but there is free will. We have to respect somebody else's choice. You want yours respected, so you have to respect somebody else's in turn. We're going to be focusing on what the angels are suggesting and what they've been saying to me and what I've been feeling very strongly, and I'm just going to share that with you. And it's up to you whether you take it or leave it, maybe some of it, maybe not all of it. But that is what I do as a channel. I just give you what I'm receiving. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that do this, and nobody's receiving the same thing. That's because not all of us need the same thing. You're going to be drawn to listen or read or, you know, with a synchronicity, what you need for your journey. So I look at this as there's so many facets to turning inward and connecting to that divine source that we have within us. Now, This one's got a little bit of everything, and there is a perspective and being able to see things with different angles for September. Now, the end of this week on Saturday, I believe, we have a super full moon, and it will be in Pisces. So I wanted to address that one first because that's what, in 2 days? And you may already be feeling that. Pisces can make you feel a little bit of the emotions, and actually a lot of the emotions. So you may be feeling things a lot more than you're used to. And if you are a person that feels things emotionally, maybe a little bit more than normal, you know, maybe there's more tears, maybe it's a little bit of everything going on. Here's the thing with that. Be sure that you're focusing on things that bring a smile to your face, like we were talking about last week. That is so important right now. Don't get caught up in all of the sadness and gloom and doom. Yes, you may be experiencing or seeing that. We have compassion for someone going through that. But when we get caught in it and we start to absorb it as if it were our own journey, now we're in a place where we're not benefiting, we're not helping anybody else. So in order to raise that frequency and be able to send out something more positive to someone in need and to yourself, we have to lift that with joy. And it can be simple. People go up and down with depression and sadness. And when you feel separated from divine love, you can feel sad. You can feel very sad. And you can feel separated. And some people feel like life's just kicking me when I'm down. And it does feel like you're very isolated when something like that happens. So when you are absorbing that off of someone and now you become that way, now there's two people like that, or three, or four, or more. So what we want to do is counter that and send in love. Energy healing is a very focused aspect of that. It's like just taking energy that is very positive and sending it out to someone that needs that. And you want to send it to yourself first. We always want to be able to give someone what we have in our heart. So we are doing this show all about what we can do through the interesting energies that are coming. I mean, we've had all these retrogrades. We have a Pisces moon that's going to help you tap a little bit into some emotions there. Be sure that you just focus and allow some time to play and just lighten up. Just lighten up and know there's another day and, you know, maybe take a break, take a breather, a timeout, so to speak, on things that are just weighing you down emotionally and mentally. It's very important to think that way during this moon. And actually, you know, why not do that a little bit each day? If we did that, we'd have more balance throughout whatever was happening. Now, Archangel Raphael comes in for this month of September coming up. And he's coming across, usually he comes in and it feels very gentle. This one, he's coming in real strong, front and center, you know, commanding the stage, so to speak, is the energy I feel from him. It's quite strong, and it intrigued me because I double checked and double checked and double checked to make sure it was Raphael. And I was like, no, it's Raphael. He's like, focus, focus, focus. You're going to feel like your mind is going all over the place. Focus, focus, focus. Now, that was the first thing he said. And it was like, you have to focus because we are going to really steam through this one. There's going to be all kinds of surprises. Expect them. There's going to be surprises. There's always surprises in life, right? We're going to feel it. People that feel intense emotions, you know, you might be wearing them on your sleeve more than you're used to. So be aware of that. So we're talking about angel guidance for the month of September 2015 that's coming up in just a few days. If you want to call in or have a question, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to keep powering on with the information that they have already given me that's very important for all of us. We'll be right back after the break.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
1230 WBLQ. And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, if you just tuned in. And our focus and topic today is all about angel guidance for the upcoming month of September 2015. Lots going on with this month. Is it a power epic month of all kinds of things happening. Now, quickly, before we bring a caller on, I wanted to address the first thing that Archangel Raphael had said, and it was in all situations, focus, focus, focus. And he's like, just focus. He's so loud and strong with it. And I said, well, what? Okay, focus. How can we work with that focus in September? He also said, this is a time right now, prepare, be proactive in what you really want to change in your life, what you want to release. And we've been doing that for a while, but we really want to take it seriously now. There's a lot going on because we want to move forward. If you've been very reluctant about letting something go, do it. September 13th coming up is a new moon. And that's where we want to focus on where we want to go. And we have that last full blood moon coming up on the 28th, which has got a few of the fear factor things all wound up. But honestly, that is a lot of good energy coming in. With Raphael coming in for that month, that's the healing month. That's divine love coming in. But it's going to be flowing in heavy, strong. And it's like embracing it. Sometimes we're just not used to that much love. So we feel like we're resisting it. With that, I want to leave you with that for a moment. I'm going to bring on a caller. We have Nicholas from Massachusetts. Brian, is he still there?
Yes, he is. Awesome. What's your question for Jen?
Hi, Nicholas.
So are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hi. That message definitely resonates with me. I feel like I've been very scattered and unfocused for the last, I don't know, very long time.
And, okay.
I do feel that need to focus more. So I guess my question is, I don't really know where I need to place my focus. Right now, I'm in a big transition phase, and I just came out to Massachusetts from Cincinnati to see my son. He turned 8 months old, like 5 days ago.
Okay.
And it's just been, honestly, it's just been very turbulent. And
okay.
I don't know where I'm supposed to be with this.
I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish that.
Oh, I don't know, honestly, where I'm supposed to end with this whole thing. I mean, his mother and a lot of her friends have got me pretty convinced that I'm just not really good for him. I mean, that's kind of the message that they all kind of send me, and I feel kind of unwanted here. So I just kind of feel like, well, what's the next step, you know? How do
I
move forward?
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is just spinning you around. It's almost like so much energy of another opinion just knocking you in so many directions. It's almost disorienting. Is that what it feels like? You just feel disoriented on what to think of your own self?
Oh, my gosh. So much self-doubt has arisen over the last – I've been here about 2 weeks now, and it's just been one big – almost – I don't even know how to put it – one big – upheaval after another, and in a way that's really great, but at the same time the direction that it's going doesn't seem like I'm going to be living with my son, and that is very difficult for me.
Okay. Wow, big one for you. This is a big one for you. There's a couple of things. There's a lot of dynamics to play out. Okay. First of all, when we're influenced by another's opinion of us, we've lost our power to make choices. And I'm sure it feels like that. I'm sure you feel like, I don't have any options here. Because we're believing someone else's opinion about ourselves. And this is challenging what you believe about yourself. This is a challenge to help you gain your own power back and know that you can be anything you choose to be. You absolutely can. Everybody has that. But you're not feeling that right now, and I understand that. A lot of emotions, and there will be quite a bit right now with those energies that I've been saying flow through. What I'm asking is, Raphael, what can we say to help Nicholas with this? Because, you know, obviously you love your son. You feel the connection to him, and you're feeling that it's being severed by others out of your own power. What I do in situations that challenge me where I feel like I can't do anything and I feel the way you would is I immediately bring those angels in and I ask them to shield up, protect my son. I'm being you right now to explain it. I would say shield up and protect my son, Archangel Michael, and allow anything that is a negative, toxic energy that is affecting me and my life to be cut away from me right now. Now, Michael can help with that. And then, Raphael, bring in healing to everybody involved. Because when we feel attacked from outside of ourselves, from another, a lot of times that comes from people being afraid. They're saying that out of fear of something. If people are attached to what happened in the past, and I feel this a little bit with some past history, not going into detail with that, but I feel that past history is causing a lot of fear responses and reactions in this situation. Does that make sense to you, Nicholas?
Absolutely, yeah.
And sometimes it takes people longer to forgive and release and let go than another. What you want to do is your focus has gotten distracted and you're believing and listening to what another's opinion is. And if it was from past choices, the best thing to do is to bring your focus back onto who you are right now, because that's where the dynamic energy is, the power to change for tomorrow. So Raphael says, you focus on who you are today, not what they're thinking about was before. I mean, that might be where they are. And we can't control another's opinion. We can't control another's choice, but we can certainly empower ourselves, because if we fill ourselves up with that love and that energy that really wants to flow into you right now, because there's a lot of healing for your own self that needs to happen here. Because when you are with your son, and I would say that you will be, I don't know about when this is going to work out. It feels like there might be a few months of sorting some things out here. Okay, I can't give you a timeline. I just feel it won't be tomorrow. It won't be immediate. But immediately, I would say get the angels on this right away. Ask them to surround everybody involved, even the people that are hurting you and upsetting you. You want to send love there. I know. But you got to, and then bring that love back into yourself. Because if you have your power back to believe in yourself, that sends a different energy out to everybody, and then they reflect and respond differently. Does that make sense to you?
Perfectly, yeah.
Yeah. So you have an amazing, you know, this is a time of miracles, and things are manifesting much faster than they used to as well. So, this is a great example of how people can, you know, take hold and grab, you know, there's some great energy coming in, and I want to make the most of it in the most positive way. Be very clear in your request to the universe and in your prayers. This is what I want. I want to be a good father to my son. Absolutely. You want to be a father to your son. I don't know the details and dynamics or living conditions of how that may work out and play out, but you can choose to be a good father to your son, no matter what the situation may be. But you have to believe in yourself and take on that power, because you would want to be that father figure that would show him how he can rise up and, you know, grow into a man himself and be powerful in his own right. So you're going to be a very powerful influence by doing that within yourself. I've raised children too, and I know that when I work on myself, it trickles right down to them, and you feel like, wow, it wasn't focusing on them. I was focusing on here. It's very confusing to people sometimes, because they think we have to focus somewhere else. It's going to be the opposite. You bring that love back into your own heart, and you bring that love into your life, and you see yourself as worthy and a great man that can be a great father, that can have a successful life. And you do not have to claim what you were in the past. Now is the time to cut the tie to the past and know that you have decided to be somebody different from now moving forward. And that's what will turn the events into manifesting something else for the future. So that's what I got for you. That was a lot. But Raphael and Michael, let them work with you in tandem on a daily basis. Ask them each day, what can I do for the best outcome and to move forward for, you know, something positive in my life? What can I do? Just ask one day at a time, so it doesn't feel overwhelming, because you need to bring your confidence back and believe in yourself. That got shattered and influenced, and if we absorb and listen from outside of ourselves, it can beat you down. I'm here to tell you that they want to fill you back up with who you really are. And it's not what you were in the past or a choice. It's who you're choosing to be right now and today.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And thank you for calling in. We're going to have to take a short break here. But Nicholas, I'm going to keep you on my list and send you a lot of good. I can feel you a little bit. I can feel a little bit of lift. I actually feel the side of your mouth trying to smile just a little bit there. And that's okay. Let it happen. Because I'm going to be sending you a big burst of energy to support you in that. And thank you for calling in and sharing with the listeners. That was a tough one for you, I know. And we wish you all the best and send you a lot of love. Thank you for calling in.
Love. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We are going to take a short break. Oh, I've just got all of it going all through me. I can really feel that he lifted already, and they are with him. And so, Nicholas, they are with you. We're going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about angel guidance for the upcoming month of September 2015. We'll be right back.
Huge savings for the month of August only at CentralAutoGroupCT.com, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. Drive away a new Ford F-150 starting at only $196 a month. That's $196 a month. A new Hyundai Sonata, just $156 a month. That's $156 a month. Or a Volkswagen Jetta for $116 a month. That's the lowest price anywhere, $116 a month. At CentralAutoGroupCT.com, we have a huge selection of new Mazdas ready for delivery. We have hundreds of pre-owned vehicles too. Open 7 days a week. Five reasons, one destination. Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, pre-owned. CentralAutoGroupCT.com is number one for customer satisfaction and service with free multi-point inspections and extended hours. Drive a little and save a lot. CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield.
Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
Must have qualified credit. See dealer for details.
Catch some thrills or just cool down this summer at Adventureland Family Fun Park in beautiful Narragansett. We've got something for everyone in the family. Whether you're looking for the thrills of our go-karts or taking it slow with our nautical-themed mini-golf or cooling off on the bumper boats, we've got just what your family is looking for. 8 batting cages for both baseball and softball players in your family. Tots to teens or anyone young at heart. Poppy's Carousel is fun for all. One great park, one fun summer. Check us out on the web at AdventurelandRI.com and let your summer fun begin. Make sure to get everyone in the family a waffle cone at Burdick's Ice Cream located in the Carousel Pavilion. Catch some thrills and beat the heat at Adventureland Family Fun Park of Narragansett.
Hello folks, Rob Valenti from the Valenti Family of Dealerships. Our summer sales event is heating up at Valenti Toyota, Subaru, Dunn's Corners, Westerly, Rhode Island. 0% financing for 60 months on every new 2015 Camry, Avalon, Prius, Prius C, discounts and rebates up to $2,000. Valenti Toyota, we are your lease specialists. New 2015 Toyota Corolla, 127 a month. 2015 Toyota Camry at 137 a month. New 2015 Toyota RAV4 for under $200. Oil change program for life at no charge to you. Valenti Subaru, love your Subaru. Just in. 15 2016 Subaru Foresters from $22,000. We do have a few 2015 Outbacks, Imprezas, and Crosstracks. New 2015 Subaru Imprezas from $18,500 and $189 a month. And we take anything in trade. Boats, motorcycles, RVs, anything. We need your trade. Get the 125% current market value regardless of make, models, and miles. Valenti Toyota Subaru, one location, Dunn's Corner, Westerly, Rhode Island. Family owned and operated for over 89 years. Go to BobValenti.com or call 401-322-7200. Thank you and just smile.
You'll save Valenti at Valenti. 1230 WBLQ.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of...
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you are just tuning in, and boy, we're talking about angel guidance and messages for the upcoming month of September 2015 with all that stuff going on in 2015 or for September. Whoa, it's a big month. It's a big month. We're feeling it already. Last night I had quite the vision that I was not expecting, but you know what? If you have more dreaming or more just, you know, stuff coming in you're not used to, you know, expect it, because expect the unexpected, honestly. That's one of the best things I can tell you as well. But, you know, Raphael said focus, you know, because you're going to be the leader of your own life here. Leadership is coming in to lead your own life. And it was really interesting because that was exactly what that Nicholas, the first caller, really that was what his question had a lot to do with, was being, you know, the leader of his own destiny, so to speak. This is the time to do it. Now, the 13th of September, in a couple of weeks, now we have that full moon that's going to be emotional. Remember, there's an emotional full moon in 2 days, okay? It's a super moon in Pisces, so you're going to feel it. And I wanted to let you know a little bit about that quickly before I bring another caller in. This one, you know, and this is going to help you prepare emotionally. It is really going to help you clean out the closet of what's out there in your life, that pain, the things that you're just lingering or avoiding or, you know, procrastinating about that you got to deal with. This energy coming in that I'm talking about, this love energy that Raphael says is really going to be strong, and he's coming in strong. I mean, whoa, is it coming in strong? And he's the healing angel, so it makes sense. Your heart, it's going to open up your heart, and it's going to feel, I wrote about this in the newsletter last night, it's going to feel pried open. You're just going to feel like it's just prying your heart open to let love and light in. If you feel resistance to that because you shut it down because of pain or history in the past where you don't want to let anything in, you may feel that prying a little bit more. I want you to know what that is. It is going to pry it open with divine love, and it is just going to fill it. And you're going to feel love. And it's going to feel awkward to you if you're not used to feeling love. Love for yourself, love for another, love for, you know, earth, everything, feeling that connection. You may not feel very comfortable with it at first. I want to say it's love. It's probably unconditional love that you've never experienced before. Or you have, and maybe it's been a long time. But if it feels like it's just prying you open, whether you like it or not, and this resistance is wearing you down, there you go. That's what it's trying to show you. The resistance, the ego is going to try to keep it close so you don't feel or hurt or feel anything. And emotions, when you're dealing with emotions before you really want to, it can feel like that. It can feel like, whoa, you know, let me just put this away. So the thing to do is ride, go with the flow. Let yourself feel the emotions. Let yourself feel every one of them, the good, the bad, the ugly, the intense, the joyous, the over, everything. Feel them. I mean, behave yourself out there. Don't go do something crazy, but feel those emotions. Allow them to speak their piece. Allow them to speak what they need to say to you and show you what you need to work on to heal, release, and let go. Because the more you do that, the more it empties out your heart, opens it up in a gentler way to allow more love in. It's a very important time for that in September. The more you do that, the more you're going to ascend, the more joy can fill your life. And then when you have that, that's what we can give another. So I wanted to make sure I got that out on that focus, big one for September. So on the new moon, see, on 13th, you're going to be focusing on what you want new in your life. Be ready for that. Be ready to be okay and allow the emotions to show you what you need to change up or bring in and let go of. And, you know, to ease up the prying is to go with it. Allow it to show you what it can feel like. You know, go for it. Go for it and allow to see what love can do. Okay, we have another caller. We have Dada from Vancouver, British Columbia. Brian, let's bring Dada on.
All right, you're on the air. What's your question?
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a question which is more related to my friend and myself. Would you be able to help with that as well?
Well, I can't get into his personal without permission intuition. It just depends on what you're, I'm not sure what the question is yet. So it depends.
I'll tell you
if it's about somebody else, that's their free will. So it usually is, I don't know how to answer that until I know what the question is actually. Let's see what it is first.
Okay. You know what? I'm writing a letter for her because she's almost losing her kids in the bottle. And the husband is really after the children because he doesn't want to pay. And I am just needing any guidance I can get. I wrote the letter. I'm just about to send it off to her, but I'm concerned because they've been after her friends, discrediting everybody around her. And I'm just wondering how this will affect not just me. I'm more concerned about the kids because they're suffering a great deal. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if the outcome will be positive for her.
Okay.
That's a huge one, isn't it?
Yeah. Boy, I am getting some questions today. And they all are around the children, too. So because the children are our future. And that's a lot of what's happening with humanity is the future. So future of humanity. So I'm putting it out there and I'm asking right now because there's a lot of aggression, a lot of anger, attacking, blaming, that energy around this circumstance. So when I ask angels for guidance in that, I ask to send healing, and then we can absolutely send that. We can't make anybody receive it and accept it, but we can sure send it that way, because what we want to do is we want to clear away toxic energy, if it will be allowed, and to allow love into the situation. The biggest thing that's very difficult in tough things like this is to send the love where it's missing. Light to the dark, because dark is just the absence of light. So that means sending the prayers and the love to the anger and the negative, you know, outlashing. Because that's, you know, it's not like you got to go hug everybody that's your enemy. I'm not saying that. She doesn't have to say anything. But what we do in the whole entire dynamic around the children is we work to protect the children in love and ask the angels to surround them for the best outcome for this. That is exactly what I would be doing in this situation, because we can't choose for another because of free will, but we can send a lot of love and protection for the children to have the best outcome in this. I definitely
see
that.
The mother as well is possible.
I ask Raphael to send a lot of love and healing, and to your friend, because I know she's hurting. But to calm the anger and the attacking, that's going to need a lot of love and divine light sent to the whole dynamic. And then allow it to bring it to a place where everybody starts to work with a harmonious resolution. I'm also asking Archangel Raguel to come in, because he's very good at harmony, justice, legal situations. And he brings in the best solution and answer to bring harmony to this problem. And not saying they're going to all be best friends after this. No, probably
not.
I understand. But you know, we need to send a lot of healing and love to that entire situation, everybody involved.
And then
that evens the playing field. Instead of it all just being one perspective of dark, negative anger and this is the worst case to everything, we're sending possibilities and options in that are much higher frequency.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we send that in, and honestly, that would be the way I would lift and encourage your friend if she's willing to listen to that and, you know, receive that. But
oh, absolutely, she is. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, so I would definitely, you know, sometimes we have to remind ourselves, you know, I need to ask Michael to shield me up, protect me, and pull all this toxic attacking stuff off me, protect the children. And it's not about blaming and protecting them from somebody. Because now we're being the judge and jury there. We don't want to do that. It's like a surrender, a complete surrender to the divine, to allow the divine to take care of the situation or to send in, you know, for that. Because children are always watched over. They absolutely are. When it comes to the divine, they will watch over the children. And so that's where I can focus, because they're children.
Right.
And so we watch over the children for the best. And I want to send a lot of love for you because I know you're in a support role to your friend, and I'm sending it to your friend as well, because any of this is a very painful situation. And then the anger, just to put some water on those fires that are going on about that with the energy, is so intense. So I'm definitely adding that to my list. And That's the best I can do with an answer for that situation, because it's not directly you. You're in a support role, but that would be the most powerful thing you could do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is, because now we're doing something that can make a difference, because this is a situation where we can't control it. We can't just go in and save the day, but the divine is where we need to give that to. When we can't handle it, we have to allow something bigger than ourselves to go into that. And
maybe
that's
that's
what I'm doing with intention now for your friend and for you and for the children. But I'm also sending some cool down jets there to all the anger that's surrounding this situation for a better outcome and resolution that can be harmonious for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask one direct question regarding my letter? Would they be able to comment if this letter will help or not?
I'm not sure what the letter is, but I mean, obviously, whatever you feel in your heart to put in there, but I have to hurry up. I got to go to break, because they're already telling me I got to go to break. But that is honestly the best I can give you on that. Do write that letter with love in your heart, and then it will be a success, is what I'm getting told by Raphael right now. And on that note, I do have to go on break.
Thank you very much
for calling in, Dada, and I send much love to everybody here in this situation. Bye-bye. And wow, break time again. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We are giving angel guidance for the upcoming month of September 2015. Big dynamics and emotions playing out in a lot of people's lives. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
We've already said
would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune into the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. We've already said goodbye.
we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, and we're going to wrap this show up because, boy, you know, there with the callers we've had today, wow, there's a lot going on out there, a lot of unknowns. Yes, it will feel unknown. I want to mention that. I'm going to wrap this up with a couple of things very important that I know I need to tell you. And this is all from what the angels want me to share. Yes, it's going to feel unknown. Yes, you will feel a bit of a pry if you feel like you don't deserve love or you haven't had it or you feel disconnected from it or you feel, you know, like everything's against you. Open that heart up and let it in because then it attracts more of what you want in your life. Very important time for us to apply what we've been learning about for years now. And let yourself feel those emotions. Yeah, you're going to feel the ones that you don't want to feel, but it will help you identify where you need to work on. And then remember, more light that comes in, the more love you allow into your life, the more it'll show you some of the darker spots that might need cleaning up, some of the pain, some of the history. Now, this energy feels stronger than it has, and it just does. You can go look up scientific astrology, the planetary alignment yourself. I'm focusing on what I know and my connection with spirit and what they've been telling me. And let me tell you, they've been bringing messages in like crazy. And you're going to feel like, okay, why does it feel so much stronger? Because it is. And that's what I mean about it feeling like it's going to pry your heart open. It doesn't have to feel that way. It can feel gentler if you just ride that wave. It's kind of like riding the horse. Don't go against the horse. You know, this is going to feel like that. We have an opportunity in September to ascend and transform our lives like we never thought we could with this energy. And that's how to make the most of it. We have an opportunity to really move forward in a very fast way. It won't, and when I say it's going to feel prying open, it's not like it's going to force you, but it's really knocking at the door strong. Let me put it that way. It's really wanting to come in and change your life and ascend, actually feel happiness, actually know that you are worthy of it. I mean, these are things that some people just don't believe will ever happen to them. I'm here to tell you it can happen to every single one of you. Everybody has this opportunity. So choose it and let that light come in and let it shine and all those painful, dark emotions that you're feeling, let it heal you. Now, I'm personally very excited about this energy. I've been feeling the increase of energy. I have more energy. Dreams are off the chart. I'm feeling excited, and I know that I'm seeing things that I have to let go of, and I'm seeing things that I need to move forward, and I'm learning too with you. Now, nobody's going to know exactly what's going to happen here, okay? We are going to see some crazy stuff fall away, yes. I mean, that's just what happens in life. It seems to be more escalated, more attention is drawn to it. You see more in the news. Keep it in perspective and just keep your focus on what you can do for your own journey. Remember, you're not all those other journeys you're watching. You have compassion, but that's not your journey. You need to live your journey. You're going to know you're on purpose when you just feel completely filled with excitement and energy to keep powering through. You're going to feel more alive. You're going to be, I can't wait to learn more. You're going to feel like you're in school again because there's a lot of things to learn with a different timeline here. So know that the angels are here. We have our guides. Nature has been talking to me like crazy. I mean, they're giving me information. Last night I had a vision that was angelic and it was huge, it was big, and there was a big, beautiful crystal right in the middle of a stone. And I remember people around me said, don't touch it, don't touch it. And it was interesting because the stone, it was like the center, like the heart. And it was this huge quartz that had some purple coming from the center of it and a deep purple. And it was clear quartz, and then it had this deep purple, and I knew that's not bad. But I was being told all around me, that's bad, don't touch it, don't touch it. I touched it. Now I know, that's me. I do it anyway. I touched it, and it started to open it up, and it melted all around it. And I knew something big was coming from it. And then this dark rock that the quartz was embedded in transformed into a beautiful dynamic archangel. And it was one of the biggest angels I've ever seen. Incredible angels. And it had multiple other angels all around it. And I knew that humanity has this huge opportunity. You've got to break through the deceptions. You've got to break through the influence from outside and trust what's coming from inside yourself. What is right for you may not be the same for somebody else. Don't doubt what comes from within you. I want to send a lot of love, a lot of healing, and a lot of good love and divine light to everyone out there that listens. I know you're going to be going through quite a bit. Please stay in touch with me. I'm going to be writing. I'm going to be doing a lot on getting us through. And it's not even just surviving it. Let's embrace it and make the most of what this can do for us, because it's a big time. It's a big opportunity to change our lives in a very positive way. So that's what I'm choosing, and I'd love for you to join me in that. Please go over to my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We have meditations over there. We have the workshop for connecting with your intuition over there. We have a newsletter that comes out every week that gives you the updates and upcoming show listings and what events and everything that I'm doing. We'd love to have you join us for that. I send that out on Wednesdays every week. And to everyone that has been a part of the listening family, I want to say thank you. Keep powering on. We have the podcasts everywhere out there, all over the place. Just stay connected, because there's a lot of love that's coming, and I'm rejoicing in it, and I'm sending that to you. With that note, I just feel very warm inside. I'm going to open my heart up, because I don't want it to feel pride. I just want to let it all in, and I'm going to shine it right back out to you. Thank you for listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.